like it's a Zika virus. I don't know what it is.
It's not the Zika virus. Don't worry. This room is free of Zika virus.
You sure?
Jay Farrow is here. I'm positive, Jay. Jay Farrow's here from Saturday Night Live.
I feel like she has it. Okay, yes, I'm here. Yes, how you doing?
It's nice to see you. You just said the strangest thing when you came in. You were excited to be at WGN for a very specific reason.
That's right.
Why are you thrilled to be
here? Because the Care Bears used to be on this station.
That's right.
I used to watch the Care Bears.
That's right.
I used to let in Widget. Remember Widget? Widget. He's the... I can't say... Can I say...
You can
Widget,
say.
He's a midget.
No, you can't say that.
Vertically challenged.
Okay. You got to change.
No,
that,
but that's the theme music.
That was the music. I remember.
That's just how it is.
I must be too old. Who was Widget?
Widget was it was a character. I used to go to my grandmother's house, and like in the morning, like when I was like 4 and 5, she would play these to keep me occupied. So I'd watch the Care Bears and Widget.
Yep. The babysitter was the television,
yeah,
right?
Man.
I did that too.
And then
for
Bob
my kids.
Ross. Remember Bob Ross? But well, that was WHR. That was PBS, but was
that
it
was
PBS?
Not PBS, because it was wrestling, so they wouldn't put that on PBS unless it was authors wrestling each other, which would be a great show.
That would not be very exciting. I'll give you a paper cut.
Yeah.
I thought Bob Ross was on. I thought he was on PBS though.
The painter.
Oh, the painting guy, yeah.
What do you think I was talking about?
The guy with the big hair?
Yes, the afro, the born man.
Oh, my God. I watched him all the time.
Yeah.
And now he's having a resurgence, God rest his soul.
Yeah,
he's no longer with us.
How's he having a resurgence?
Because now on Netflix, you can watch all of the episodes.
I was about to say, please don't talk about resurgence because Independence Day was not good. So... Let's not do that. we want to talk about resurgence. Bob Ross resurgence. He died.
I'm sorry. We didn't want to
I thought he was going to be like a hologram or something. They were going to bring back the show. That's what I thought.
That would be cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I thought it was going to be. I don't know, man.
Explain something to us. When you got the job on Saturday Night Live, in all the press kits, they said that you, Jay Farrow, is from Chicago, but you're not from Chicago.
Nah, y'all claim me.
We did.
I would love to come from... Chi-Town got a lot of got a lot of good stuff here, so I would love to be from the Chi, but I'm not. Sadly, I am from Virginia, where it smells like pregnancy and failure. I'm sorry. How does it smell like pregnancy and failure? Because a lot of people having kids and there's a smell. How does it smell like failure? Yeah, you can see them. They fail. All right. It smells, you know, it's a lot of failure there.
You know they're going to ask you to do the state fair now. That kind of material, Virginia people are going to want to do.
I will rip my city a new hole.
Do you not like Virginia?
I love Virginia.
Yeah?
I love it. It's just, you know, it's a place you go to settle down and die. That's where you go.
I've never
been
there.
You go to Virginia for that.
You're selling it.
Well, where I'm from, they have, D.C., DMV area.
Yeah.
That's popping. My sister's like, don't you talk about Virginia, but I don't care. I'm going to say it because I got freedom of speech. And ain't nobody going to stop me.
Right.
You know, I mean, for saying
it's America.
This is how I feel about Virginia. I mean, I like it. I mean, I grew up there.
You still have family there?
I have family there. My family's the only reason I go.
All right, well, that makes
that's
sense. You're a family
reason.
Man.
That's a great reason to
but
see
you
my
wish
family.
You were from here. This would be better for you to have been from Chicago.
Oh, this would be dope to be from here. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of good people here. Some of my idols are from here. Robin Harris and Bernie Mac.
Rest,
you got the rest of soul.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something, you know. I'm going to tell you something. Now, I wish I was up in here, you know. I was talking about the Care Bears and all that, you know. Care Bears amazing, you know, Widget. Can't say the other word, you know. Can't say it now. You should have told me. Should have said something. Should have said something before. I'm going to sit in the back taking selfies. It's ridiculous.
Can I pay you? This is a huge compliment. From all the guys I've ever seen do voices, it seems to be just effortless for you to do voices, to go from one to another to another. On Saturday Night Live, you've had a couple of stints on Weekend Update where you've done things where you've done 6 or 7 or 8 guys in rapid succession.
Fantastic.
You just float in and out so easily.
I mean, listen, man, while we're going to talk about that, let's talk about the origins of that.
Because
I ain't had no friends in Virginia, so I used to talk to myself. That's how I did. You know,
boy, it's a sob story.
I got friends. But when I was growing up, I used to just be in my room and I used to just like talk to myself because I had to make people up.
Sure.
I didn't want to be lonely.
Right.
I played Chinese checkers with myself.
You did?
I always won.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I did the same thing. You talking
serious.
With the marbles?
Yeah.
With the marbles and it's like, what is this?
I didn't even know how to play, but
I just stuck them up my nose.
You win. That's how you win at Chinese checkers.
Stuck up my
how
nose.
Many can you get in your nose? You Ooh. Win.
So you started doing these voices. Who's the first voice you ever did?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Was it really?
Yeah. I was a white dude, ironically. And then everybody's like, oh, he doesn't do white people. I was like, I do a lot of white people. You're just not there to see it. That's all that happens there. You know
Can you do a little bit of Gilbert Gottfried?
I'm molting.
Jafar! Jafar!
What? Jehu?
Jafar!
He's molting. Gilbert Godfrey is so funny because he'll be like that on stage. He'll get off stage and he's just like, hey, how you doing?
Isn't that something?
I witnessed that for the first time. I didn't expect it. It shocked me. It's so two different people.
He's a normal, this stage. Just like stage Chris Rock and Chris Rock in person is totally different.
Is that true? Yeah.
Yeah, stage Chris Rock. What the hell? What the hell? What we doing here? What we doing here? You meet him. He's like, hey, man, what's up? How you doing?
I mean, you know, maybe not. I don't know. I'm just in a business, you know. I don't know. Maybe.
He's like an old Jewish dude in real life. But on stage, like, he's totally different on stage. Everybody has a stage voice. Eddie Murphy.
Does he
too? A stage voice.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know what I'm saying? Because when I get in the bed, I just, you know, he get off stage, like, you know, it's amazing. You know, I like the process and all of that. It's, you know, it's fun. It's good. It's a good time. How you doing? Hey, what's up?
People walking by going, Eddie Murphy's here. Everybody got excited.
Oh, so that black lady heard me when I said weird black lady.
Oh, no. No.
I hope she doesn't try to come in and do anything.
No, she,
you're fine.
Unless we're on the air.
Okay.
She can't, it's not like Big Brother's listening.
Good.
But even that lady has a different stage voice, Jay. Everybody has a different stage voice.
She does. I mean, maybe I do. What the hell? Hey, what's up?
He's one of the hosts in the evening. I think he might be coming in to interview you. I don't know. Or steal you from us.
I don't think he's going to do that.
Right.
I only got one more on my paperwork and I'm finished.
And then you're done.
That's it.
That's fair.
We're not gonna be throwing in no extra interviews here. We're not doing that. Listen.
You've done your job.
Yeah, we've done that. Listen, I'm sold out. I'm sold out for the first show in Chicago tonight. And the ones in Rosemont, those are the ones that we're focusing on, even though there's already one that's sold out. And then the other ones are closed. So you got to get them tickets like now.
Zanies.com, by the way.
Zanies. I like how you pulled out the paperwork. He was like, Zanies.com. Oh, shoot, I got to get my notes.
We were going to get to it, Jay. But Zanies.com,
yeah,
appearing at Zanies tonight. We believe that show to be sold out. But yeah. Zanies in Rosemont tomorrow and Saturday. Still some tickets available to see.
The Saturday late one, not so sure.
Not yet.
The early one, there's still a few tickets.
All right.
And the other two are almost.
We'll fill that show up for you. Hey, people want
to
see you.
I want you to fill it. You need to fill it.
We need to get that done. When you would do these voices as a kid, what was your family's reaction to this? Were they scared?
They didn't know. My parents were actually unaware of this until I turned, I turned 16. I was secretly performing when I was 15. They didn't know it. And
really?
Then my uncles, I did it all around my other family members. But my parents, you know what I mean? It's kind of hard to do it in front of the people that whip you. You know what I mean? You got to go back and do that.
That's true.
Why my sister look like that? Why you make that face, Jayden? Oh, she has a very expressive face.
Of course. Well, you both do.
Yeah.
You both have very expressive faces.
I got to work on mine, man, because I know I'd be happy sometimes. And I'm like Kanye, because I'd be happy.
Yeah.
And I'll take a picture and I think that I'm making a nice and I'm looking evil. I'm like, that ain't going to sell no tickets.
No,
like,
it's not. You'll be scaring people.
That's why.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Like, sure? I don't know. As naturally, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
That's strange.
It's just like, I'm just there. Let's take a picture.
With a very...
In my mind, I'm smiling.
But you're not smiling.
In your face, you're not.
No.
They say you're supposed to say the word yes. Because when you say yes, your eyes smile and your face smiles.
Yes.
See, you're smiling.
That's a happy Jay Farrow we're looking at.
Maybe I need to do that. That's how my profile picture look. I got looking like Cosby right now. That's how I look.
You know what I mean?
I was
good.
Like, yeah, that'd get a lot of attention. That'd sell some tickets looking like Cosby.
I was just going to say, my guess is you do a Bill Cosby, but at this point, it's in bad taste to do Bill Cosby.
Yeah, man, and it's not even in bad taste. Like, I, as an impressionist,
mm-hmm.
I get frustrated, but I get annoyed when people just pull out their Cosby, because it's so easy.
Is it?
Yeah. They always talk about Jell-O pudding. Yep. Like, shit, just say something else.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to talk about everybody that I did a thing too.
You know, something. Something different. Don't talk about pudding. I don't even like pudding. I like cottage cheese. Cottage cheese is amazing. I take cottage cheese and I put it on the cracker and I eat the cracker. Does he say cracker like that? I don't know.
Maybe.
It sounds like he would say cracker like that. Oh, man.
But you know
fun.
What sells Bill Cosby is your eyes are up on top, at the very highest part of your eye. Your eyeballs are way up there and they're moving back and forth. And that's what sells Bill Cosby.
And in the mouth.
In the mouth, right? Yeah.
I'm shocked you don't do a Care Bears impression.
How would I do that?
Did they talk? I was too old for the Care Bears.
I just remember having a bad dream, right? It sounds very weird. No, trust me. Ain't going to be no Revenant type
stuff.
All
right, good.
Okay. All right. It was a bad dream. All right. Yeah. I saw this clown messing with the Care Bears. And really? I didn't like that. Care Bears are my friends. Yeah. I don't like that.
Sure.
So I go and I punch the clown in the face. When he goes, oh, you shouldn't have done that. He starts waving his hands like this. I start levitating.
Yeah.
And I get sucked into a vortex in which I pick from three nightmares. There was three continuous nightmares I had as a kid.
Yeah.
And this clown made me pick. I had to pick one of these.
Which did you choose?
Which one did I choose? I think at that point, I chose the one at my aunt's house, which I hated because when the light would come on, it would always be a light that would come on, like the hallway light. And then you would hear this loud buzzing. And then I couldn't, my body would freeze.
Yeah, sure.
And when your body would freeze and you're moving slow, that's when this thing would come out, this dark shadowy thing would come out, and it would get you, and it would essentially kill you.
This isn't good, Jay.
No. Well, Virginia was boring.
Yes.
It was.
I had to make up all this inside of my head. My dreams were my escape.
Hold those thoughts. Jay Farrow's here from Saturday Night Live. He's appearing at Zany's in Chicago tonight. We believe that show to be sold out. Zany's in Rosemont tomorrow and Saturday. Still
what,
some
what
tickets
available. What do you mean you believe it to be sold out? That's the Chicago show is sold out.
That show's sold out.
If you try to show up, you're not getting
in
the Chicago
show. They will not let
you in. There's no place.
Rosemont. It's better.
You better strap yourself to the ceiling.
Zanies.com has all your information. More after this. Bill and Wendy, along with Jay Farrow on Saturday Night Live on WGN.
Go ahead, Kevin. You can do the music.
Oshkosh Badosh. Is that what you said?
Badosh. Remember those overalls?
I remember the overall.
I had pinstriped ones.
Me too. I had corduroy.
Wow. You should still wear those. Those are in fashion.
I'm sure they're not going to fit.
They never
now.
Go out of fashion.
I'm sure. I can see Kanye probably wearing those.
But he wears
so tight.
With one strap down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm bringing fashion back, bro. Nobody's doing Oshkosh Badosh like I did it, you know. You know, because, you know, I did, you know, Oshkosh Badosh. What I actually did was, you know, I melded it together with a C-3PO color, and it's gold. And nobody thinks about stuff like that because I'm always out the box. You know, I'm kind of like a puppy that gets adopted. I'm out the box.
What? All right. Is this
Wait,
this
what?
Is your sister? That's, she can sit behind me because I notice you need her approval.
No,
every time
no,
you
no,
do
no.
stuff.
There's an element
her
to
face.
That.
No, man. It's just, well, she can stay there because I want to talk with her. I want to say whatever the hell
you're doing
I
great.
Say.
You're doing great.
You know what I'm saying?
There was a weird moment last night. Two of your co-stars from Saturday Night Live mm-hmm. were on MSNBC talking about the convention. Michael Che was there. Colin Jost was there. And then Chris Matthews asked a question that was a little strange.
Yeah, he said, you're a funny guy. So who's the funniest black guy?
He asked Michael Che who the funniest black guy was.
Like, wait, what? Wait a minute. You mean like in life? What do you mean? Like, stand-up, sketch? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, what I mean, the funniest black guy.
And then he was like, I'm going to say Trump. Not Trump. He said Bill Cosby.
Oh, he did? Yeah.
He said Cosby.
Why did, that was Che's opportunity to go, well, I am.
Yeah.
He didn't do it.
He's not going to do that. Che's not going to do that. He's not going to pat himself on the back like that.
Yo, man, I'm the funniest dude ever. They just don't know yet. They don't know.
This is my Michael Che impression.
And it's a good one.
Yo, they don't know. Whoa. Yo, that was crazy, man. No, man. Hey, no.
That's my impression.
That sounds just like him. Of all the voices you do, which one was the hardest to master? Was there one that it just took you a while to figure out?
I think Denzel took me like 3 years.
Did it really? Why?
Because I hadn't gone through puberty yet, man.
Oh, is that why?
Takes a lot of sexual swagger to be able to do that. And I ain't had none. You know what I mean? I was very awkward while I was younger. So, you know, all right, but now it's different now.
You Your see Denzel that? Is dead on.
Yeah, you like the Denzel, huh? That's what
he's
you
beautiful.
Like.
He's beautiful.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
Yeah.
You ain't looking at me. You looking out the window, so you must be imagining him
I am.
Outside.
Or inside.
Oh, okay. I didn't know we could get like that on WGN radio. Huh?
No, I meant in the studio.
That's what you meant. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what you meant. Yeah, I know what you're doing. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
But to him, there's a lot of okays, all rights. There's a lot of...
Okay, yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's the key to him, isn't it?
Decoding. Yeah. A lot of eye blinking. If you blink your eye, if you act like you got somebody just blasted some sand in your eye, and you just that's Denzel.
That's the key to Denzel Washington. Is blink a lot of eye blinks.
Yeah, it's a lot of eye blinks, and it's a lot of lip.
Yeah,
and like surprise looks like. All right. Yeah. Okay. Huh. Okay. Hmm. Oh, so you had that. And a lot of whispering.
Yeah, that's right.
You need to do Denzel's quiet time. Then just have him do like storybooks and stuff. Once upon a time, in a place far, far away. Put Morgan Freeman out of business. Morgan be mad like, why did you take my job? You know? Morgan wouldn't like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That guy is, Morgan Freeman's an old dude.
The best.
Morgan Freeman's got he's got wrinkles on his baby pictures. That's an old man right there.
He's so cool, though. From the electric company, Easy Reader. That guy's so cool.
He's cool. He's just old. He's just one of the oldest black men on earth. Morgan Freeman's old. We can talk about
Chris
him.
Matthews asked you that question. He said, who's the oldest black man on earth?
I would have said Morgan Freeman. There would have been no question with me. Then I would have been on CNN having to apologize to Morgan Freeman, which I would have refused. I'm not apologizing. It's true. It's fact. I'm not apologizing for something that's fact. You know what I mean? If it's made up, I'm going to apologize for it. But come on, sir. What if you see Morgan Freeman young? You've never seen it.
You're right.
He's been old.
You never see Morgan Freeman young. Even when he had a dark fro, his face was like 287. Remember he had the fro and it was all nappy and he needed the S-curl kit? You know what an S-curl kit is?
Well, like Jerry Curl, kind of something
okay,
like that.
Yeah, Jerry Curl. He needed a comb. He needed a relaxer. He needed to relax his hair. Listen, I know about this struggle because my hair is rough. It's got a little softer since I've been older, but when I was younger, I used to have the metal pick, and then the metal pieces would come off, and it would just be the fist. You know what I'm saying? You just stuck with the fist.
Sure.
Like, after it was there, it wasn't, you know what I mean? After I was done, it was like black power. Like, it was finished. Like, there was nothing else. It was it. And I don't even know what happened to the metal picket. Like, they just disappeared.
Gone.
My fro ate it. My mom used to braid my hair, and her fingers would get slit. Like,
really?
It was like braiding a Brillo pad.
Yeah?
Like, you know, that's how rough it was. It got soft sometimes. My hair's indecisive. My hair's Libra. It's indecisive. Because Libras are indecisive. I know because I am a Libra. I'm very indecisive. Sorry, Morgan Freeman. I shouldn't have said that.
What are you going to do when Barack Obama leaves office?
What do you mean what I'm going to do?
I love you, Barack.
Oh, when's the last time we've seen it? We haven't seen it in a while. It's
it
fine.
It has been way
Barack,
too long.
Barack said he wanted to come back on the show and do it with me before.
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
He said, yeah, he said he wanted to do that. When I saw him in October, and he said, I'm going to try to get back home there. So... I can do it with you. And that will be fun. Be a real good job. And it will be actually so cool. I like to have fun. I do. You should. I'm not.
Jay, when you got that part, when you got Barack Obama, it was Fred Armisen for a couple of years. So what went on behind the scenes that they went, Fred's fine, but we got a guy who can really do Barack Obama. What happened?
That's not what happened.
No?
It was just a train. You know, the show just has transitional periods, and they just transitioned. They just let me do the role. Lorne Michaels hit me up the summer before. He was like, can you do Barack? I was like, yeah. He was like, yo, just make sure you have your Barack ready, all right, for September. And I was like... All right, man. Cool, man. I guess I'm going to practice, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's
job security. If you're the guy on Saturday Night Live who plays the president, you got 4 years or 8 years of a job, don't you?
Yeah, and then you can come back as an announcer, as Daryl Hammond.
Right. That's true.
Or come back as Trump or get cast again in the show.
Yes.
And be Trump because it's a possibility.
It's so nice to meet you.
Don't even say that, but you know it is.
Hey.
It might happen.
You don't
probably
know.
Will.
Yeah, all those people, there's all those supremacists, dog. Like, they're serious. We don't want to make America great again. We're going to get Donald Trump in there, even though I cannot afford one night at the Trump
towers. My credit cards all declined. Woo! White power.
They're ready. They're ready for that.
Go see Jay Farrow. Don't go to Chicago unless you already have tickets, because that show is
Chicago's
sold out.
Gone.
That show is history.
As we know.
As we know, it's gone. Zanies and Rosemont tomorrow and Saturday, though. Yeah. Still some tickets. Zanies.com. Jay, great to see you. And
great
keep up the great
you,
work
man.
Over
Thank
on the
you.
Show. You're
Thank
really
you,
funny.
Say
Thank
hi to Denzel for me.
Oh, yeah, sure. When I meet him. He's the only one I haven't met, sweetheart.
That is the only one you haven't met?
And Lenny Kravitz told me. Lenny Kravitz said he showed the video of me doing him, of me doing Denzel and Will Smith to Denzel. Huh? And that's how he got introduced to my impression. So it was all Lenny.
I like him, too.
It was all the Kravitz. I know you do. Frank and Beans. Huh?
Yes.
The pants were so
I
tight
those
they ripped.
Pants. I
and
saw
all
it.
You saw was Frank and Beans. That's what you saw.
Loved it.
Beans and a Frank.
Let's get a campfire going.
Jay Farrow's new movie, Frank and Beans, opens September 10th. Go see it in theaters. Thank
wait,
you,
wait, wait. Which one? Campfire?
Your new movie, Frank and Beans.
Oh, Frank and Beans, yes. Yes.
In 3D. See it in 3D.
In
spend
3D.
The extra $8.
IMAX.
It's the Thanks, best.
Jay. RPX Thanks, for Regal Cinemas. You know they try to be different, those bastards.
That won't work. That won't work. Thanks, Jay. More after this. Bill and Wendy, WGN.